To help us understand how we can hear our best, Edmund Ivazian, hearing instrument specialist of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Along with Authenticity Day, today is also one of my favorite days, Tell a Joke Day. Now, there's something special about laughter. It breaks the ice. It brings people together. And sometimes it's exactly what we need to lift the weight of the day, even just for a moment. I'll admit it, I love a good corny joke, dad jokes and all of that. I keep a few in my back pocket just in case the mood in the clinic needs a little boost. Let me share a classic one. Why don't skeletons fight each other? Well, it's because they don't have the guts. All right. I know it's maybe not comedy gold, but it gets a smile almost every time. And that's the point. Jokes, even the cheesy ones, are about connection. They're about timing, delivery, and the joy of seeing someone else crack up. But here's the thing most people don't think about. Jokes don't land if you can't hear the setup. You miss the punchline, and instead of laughing, you're left smiling politely, pretending you got it. I've seen it happen so many times. Someone comes in frustrated, not just because they're missing conversations, but because they're missing out on the moments, the jokes, the stories, the things that make life feel lively and connected. That's what makes what we do so important. When we help someone hear better, we're not just adjusting devices, we're opening the door to joy, to laughter, to belonging. And what I love most is what we do in a way that helps put people at ease. We explain things clearly, walk them through their options, and give them the space to decide what feels right. No pressure, no confusion, just support, expertise, and maybe even a well-timed joke. So today, if you haven't told a joke in a while, tell one, even if it's bad, even if it makes someone groan, because laughter is meant to be shared. And if you've stopped hearing the punchlines lately, come see us and let's make sure you can hear them again.
Well, Edmund, jokes make happiness happen, so it's good to do it all the time, including the month of August. And if anyone wants to find out how to hear their best, whether it's getting an intensive hearing test or learning about hearing aids, give Edmund a call at 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. You can't go wrong when you deal with people who will hold your hand through a process. Thanks, Edmund, and we'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.